Light of the Bhagavat, verse 44. In the autumn season, all the reservoirs of water are full of lotus flowers. And there are also flowers that resemble the lotus, but are of a different class. Among them is a flower called Kumuda. And when the sun rises, all the flowers but the Kumuda blossom beautifully. And so similarly, lotus-like men take pleasure in the advent of a responsible king. But men who are like the Kumuda do not like the existence of a king. In this age of Kali, the people want their own government because the kings have become corrupt. But formerly, it was not like that. The sons of kings used to be trained under the guidance of a good Brahmana Acharya, just as the Pandavas and the Kauravas were put under the instruction of the qualified Brahmana professor Sri Drona Acharya. Princes were rigidly trained in politics, economics, military arts, ethics and morality, the sciences, and above all, devotional service to Krishna. Only after such good training were the princes allowed to be enthroned. And when such a prince became king, then he too was guided by the advice of good brahmanas. Even in the Middle Ages, Maharaj Chandragupta was guided by the learned brahmana Chanakya Pandit. In a monarchy, one man sufficiently trained was competent enough to conduct alone the business of the state. But in a democracy, no one is trained like a prince. Instead, politicians are voted to responsible posts of administration by diplomatic arrangements. So in place of one king or supreme executive officer, in a democracy, there are so many quasi-kings, such as president, ministers, deputy ministers, secretaries, assistant secretaries, private secretaries, and undersecretaries. There are a number of parties, political, social, and communal, and there are party whips, party whims, and so on. But no one is well enough trained to look after the factual interests of the governed. In a so-called democratic government, corruption is even more rampant than in the autocracy or monarchy. Men who want to flourish in the guise of servants of the people do not want a good king at the head of the state. And so, they are like the Kumuda flowers, which do not take pleasure in the sunrise. The word Ku means bad, and Mud means pleasure. Persons who want to exploit the administrative power for their own self-interest do not like the presence of a good king. For although professing democracy, they want to be kings themselves. Thus, they compete for votes by bad propaganda and take pleasure in having politics, but no king. Thieves and dacoits also take no pleasure in the presence of a good king, but actually, it is in the interest of the people to have a well-trained king as the head of the state. Sankhya purvaka nama gana nativi kalavasani kritao nidraharavi harakadi vijitao chatyanta dhinao chayao Radha Krishna Guna Smriti Madhurima Nandena Sammohita Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghuyaga Sri Jiva Gopalaka Sankhyapurvaka Namagana Nativi Kalavasani Krita Nidra Haravi Harakadi Vijatao Chatyanta Dinakshayao Radha Krishna Guna Smriti Madhurima Nandena Sammohita Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghuyaga Sri Jiva Gopalaka Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghuyaga Sri Jiva Gopalaka Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.